Hello, my name is Kathy Ann Murtha. I am an access technology trainer who specializes in training on the Internet. And I'd like to welcome you to this first lesson of An Introduction to the Internet. I'm going to help you explore the Internet through the use of screen reading. Screen reading technology allows us to hear the web pages, but there are a number of elements of the Internet and of the screen readers of which you may not be aware. While I'm not going to go in depth into any one screen reader, I am going to offer you the highlights of both JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes when it comes to accessing the Internet. I'm going to go into in-depth coverage of the concepts of Windows, from accessing a basic document to accessing your history, going through frames, forms, tables. It's going to be a rather fun course that I hope you will share with me over the coming weeks. There are companion pages to this course. You will find a link to the companion pages at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. You can just run all those words to www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. You'll want to use your tab key until you locate the link for classes held on ACB Radio's main menu. Press Enter on that link and then locate the link for Listen to and Download the Files for the Internet class. That is where you'll find the first page of the Internet class, and you will find that these pages will take you through all of the elements and all of the skills that I'm going to discuss. I'm going to take you through tables and frames and forms, and as I take you through these various elements, these web pages will provide you with concrete examples of these various elements. To start with, I'd like to give you a basic introduction to what is a web page. A web page is a document on the World Wide Web. And it's plain text except that it uses special language, HTML. That stands for Hypertext Markup Language. This special language consists of little tags that are placed within the document. And these tags force the document to appear in a specific way. You will find that links, tables, frames, forms, everything is created just by adding little tags to a document. It's a real fascinating process. But by creating these web pages, you have access to the world. The world is at your fingertips when you log on to Microsoft Internet Explorer. When you first access a web page, your screen reader will load the web page and read the first screen to you. The screen reader is placing the document into a buffer, and it is reading the document from within that buffer. Normally, you wouldn't be able to navigate the document at all if it were not for the screen reader. But because the screen reader uses a special buffer, it's called MSAA mode in WindowEyes, or virtual cursor mode in JAWS for Windows. You have the ability to navigate the web page document just as you would navigate a document in a word processor. All of the Windows navigation commands are at your disposal. The right arrow will move you one character to the right. The left arrow will move you one character to the left. You can move one word to the right with control right arrow, one word to the left with control left arrow. Up one line with the up arrow, down one line with the down arrow. Control up or down arrow will move you up or down a paragraph at a time. Page up or page down will move you up or down a screen at a time. Control page up or control page down will move you an entire page at a time. Home or end will take you to the beginning or end of a line. And control home or control end will take you to the beginning or end of a web page document. All of these keyboard commands are standard Windows navigation. There's nothing unique to the screen reader here. The only thing unique to the screen reader is that it is placing that web page into that special buffer, allowing you this unique access. You'll find that your screen reading commands to read the current word, the current line, all of those commands will also work. You can spell the current word, you can pronounce the current letter phonetically, all through the use of your standard screen reading commands. And if you're not sure of what those commands are, you may want to pay a visit to the Windows class that was held last November and December here on ACB Radio. because there is a link to that on the same web page, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. You may want to visit the web page, go into the main menu classes, and kind of learn a little bit more about your screen reader, because I do cover the reading commands for both JAWS for Windows and WindowWise in that course. You also have the ability to read from the current cursor location to the end of the document with both screen readers. WindowWise users can press Ctrl-Shift-R, and the reading will commence from the cursor location through to the end of the document. To silence the speech at any time, just press the Escape key. It's important that you press the Escape key because a macro is enacted which will not only read the text, but it also scrolls the display. And it's scrolling it again in a virtual manner. You won't really see the display scroll. It stays on the first page. So sighted people who are looking at this display may get a little confused with WindowWise because it isn't scrolling the display, but it is scrolling the text within that buffer. If you'd like to, WindowWise users, you can fast forward and rewind within this read-to-end mode by pressing your left or right arrow keys. JAWS for Windows users, to start reading from the current cursor location to the end of the document, press Insert Down Arrow or Insert 2 on your numeric keypad. And then if you would like to fast forward and rewind, you can either use your Shift keys or the left and right arrow. And that's in the later versions of JAWS. It started with 4.0. So if you're using 3.71 or below, you will not have that capability. As you read your document, you'll see that you can also use your commands for navigating. You can use your commands for reading the current word, current line, etc. And you can read to end. But you'll also find that your screen reader is going to tell you when you hit certain formatted text called links. Links literally take you to another web page on the internet. You are linking to another location. And when you activate a link, you'll find it through the use of the arrow keys. As you're reading the document, you'll hear the links announced. You will find that if you press Enter on the link, you will go on to another page. And there is a link at the bottom of the first page within this particular lesson that will take you on to a page that discusses accessing links. Again, links are passages of text which are formatted in a special way to provide access to other locations on the internet. You can access links by using your tab key. Each touch of the tab key will move you from link to link to link within a document. And shift tab will reverse that movement. You'll move up to the previous link with each touch of the shift tab keyboard command. And again, if you'd like to, you can press enter to activate a link. There are links on all of these pages within these lessons that you can practice accessing through the use of the tab and the shift tab keyboard command. Once you start to access pages on the internet, you're now getting comfortable with the concept of links, and you're navigating through pages, you may find that you want to go back a step, or maybe you want to go forward a step. If you are navigating within MSIE, you are creating what is called a history. The history of MSIE remembers where you've been, and it remembers where you are going. So if, for example, you back up one page, you can always go forward to that page. If you are at the last page you accessed, you obviously can't go forward because you haven't been anywhere. But here's a good example. Pressing Alt Left Arrow or the backspace will take you to the previous page in this lesson. Press Alt Right Arrow and it takes you back to the page you last accessed. So you can go backward and forward within the history that you've created within Internet Explorer. Now, every time you close down Internet Explorer and then open it up, you're creating a new history for this session of accessing MSIE. There is another history of Internet Explorer that we'll discuss later, but for now, this is the immediate history. And when you close down Internet Explorer, that session history gets wiped clean. You can also access your history through the View menu. If you open your View menu and cursor down to Go To, you will find there is a menu. Using your down arrow in that menu, press Enter and Go To, then use your down arrow, you'll find all of the links that you've accessed within this session of MSIE. You'll also find that you can go back, Alt Left Arrow, forward, Alt Right Arrow, and you can go back to your home page. When you first launch Internet Explorer, you are placed in a document. Well, that's your home page. And at any time, you can return to that home page by coming into the Go To submenu of the View menu and pressing Enter on Home Page, or by pressing Alt Home. If you use your down arrow to access any of the links on this menu and press Enter, you will immediately be taken to that document. It will be loaded into the MSIE document window. So you can navigate your history by pressing the backspace or alt left arrow to go back one step. You can go forward with alt right arrow, or you can go into the View menu, press Enter on Go To, and select from the options within that menu to access any of the pages within your history of MSIE. And again, that history is for this session of using Microsoft Internet Explorer. There will be times that new browser windows may be opened. This is something that happens a lot as you're navigating through web pages which may be commercial in nature. You'll find what we call pop-up windows will all of a sudden appear, and you'll be navigating through your open applications and find you have 5 or 6 pop-up ads that have appeared offering anything from travel giveaways to purchasing camcorders. There's just no limit to the number of ads that now appear on the internet. You have the ability to close browser windows. You can do this through 3 steps, basically. You can do a Control-W, a Control-F4, or you can open the File menu and press Enter on Close. And, of course, Alt-F4 will also close Microsoft Internet Explorer. What you need to do is remember that the history is all important. When you open a pop-up window, you no longer have a history. On the page labeled New Browser Windows, there is a link that will take you to a pop-up window. Tap to that link and press Enter, and you will open up a new browser window. And it will tell you, this is a new browser window, and it tells you how you can close the window. When you try to use your backspace or alt left arrow within that new browser window, you'll find that you have no history. It considers this, MSIE considers this, a brand new Internet Explorer session. So there are no histories in the pop-up windows. Close that window with Control-W, and you return back to the lesson page. So you could either use your Alt-Tab, or you could use Control-W. But since you don't want to have too many browser windows open, I suggest closing the window and returning back to the lesson. So you can close browser windows, Control-W, Control-F4, or open the File menu, press Enter and Close. Alt-F4 will also accomplish this task. A real nice feature of both screen readers is what is called the links list. The links list of the screen readers take all of the links within a web page and place them into a dialog. The dialog consists of a list box which lists all of the links in tab or in web page order. This means the order in which they appear on the web page is the order in which they appear within this links list. You also have several options. You can focus on a link or move to the link. You can also activate the link, which means that through the links list, simply by pressing Enter on a link's name, you can actually launch that web page. You don't have to tab through the entire document to find the web page you'd like to launch. You can simply load the links list, navigate through the list box, press Enter, and the associated page is launched. You also have the ability to just focus on the link, which means you take the cursor, and within the original document, the focus of the cursor is placed on the link so that you can continue navigating within the document if you'd like. The links list of WindowEyes and the links list of JAWS for Windows function in different ways. They do basically the same thing, but the keyboarding is different. WindowEyes users, to access your links list, you first load the page and then press Insert Tab. Insert Tab loads the link list, and you can use your up and down arrow key to move through the links. You could also press the first letter of the item for which you're searching. In the lesson sample that I've placed on the internet, there are a number of links which you can practice accessing. Access Technology Institute, Audio Tips, ACB Radio, Microsoft, GW Micro, Freedom Scientific, and JFW Lite mailing list pages are all listed on the web page where I discuss the WindowEyes links list. Notice that they're not necessarily in alphabetical order. If you'd like to place them in alphabetical order, there are 2 radio buttons on the links list dialog that will allow you to do so. If you press your tab key 4 times, you'll locate the web page radio button. Use your left arrow key, and that focuses you on the alphabetic radio button. Using your tab key to return to the links list, you'll find that your links are all now in alphabetical order. You can use your up and down arrow key to move through them, or if you'd like, press the first letter of the link for which you're searching. A will place you on Access Technology Institute, and then on Audio Tips, and then on ACB Radio, and then on Audio Tips. If you press F, you'll go directly to Freedom Scientific. Pressing Enter on any of those links will immediately activate that link and place you on the associated web page. So you have the ability to activate the link, and you can also sort the links. What if you want to focus on the link? Well, if you do an Alt left arrow or a backspace, you'll return back to the page in the lesson where I have those links listed. Pressing Insert tab one more time will bring up the links list. And if you focus on a link and then either tab to the Focus link button or press Alt F, the links list will close and the focus of the cursor will be placed on that link within the document. You can then navigate as usual with your up and down arrow keys, or you could press the tab key to move on, whatever you wanted to do. But you will be placed in that section of the document, which is kind of a nice thing. So you can activate the link, focus on the link, and you can also reorganize the links, sort them in alphabetical order or in web page order within the links list. This page is designed for you to practice accessing your links list. It's a wonderful feature of WindowWise, and I hope that you will explore it. JAWS for Windows users. You also have a links list. In order to access your links list, you press Insert F7. Insert F7 loads the links list into the web page document. You are placed in a dialog. And all of the links are placed in a list box. And again, you can use your up and down arrow key or the first letter of the link for which you're searching. Pressing F would place you on Freedom Scientific. Pressing A would take you from Access Technology to Audio Tips to ACB Radio. They are sorted in the order in which they appear on the web page. You can change the order as well. Press your tab key four times and you land on two radio buttons. One is in tab order. Use your down arrow and you land on alphabetically. This changes the order of the links within the list box. They'll now be sorted alphabetically. You can use your tab key to return to the links list, and should you press enter on any of the links, you are going to activate that link and go to the associated web page. If you press the Move to Link button by using your tab key and then pressing the space bar, you will simply focus on that selected link within the document. You could also press Alt-M for Move. And again, you focus on the link within the document. The links list closes, and the focus of the cursor is placed on that link. You can then continue navigating as usual within the document. The links list is a wonderful little tool that will allow you to access the various options on the web page. So you have the ability to navigate via standard Windows commands, to read the text with your screen reading commands, to read to end within the document, to navigate within your history list, to use the Go To within the View menu to navigate within your history list. You can go directly to your home page. You can access the links list. You've learned a lot in this lesson already. I've placed these web pages up on the internet so that you have a controlled environment in which to practice the skills you're learning. I hope that you will visit these pages often and practice navigating with your Windows navigation commands. Practice using your screen reader commands to read the text. Practice using your links list, navigating through the links with the tab and shift tab, opening new browser windows and closing them, etc. Thank you for sharing this time with me. If you'd like to reach me, please feel free to email Kathy@AccessTechnologyInstitute.com or visit my webpage, www.AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. And I hope you'll come back next week when we will continue our exploration of the Internet here on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.